ज्ञानस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Translation, Sixth Canon, Chapter 4, Number 33. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is inconceivably opulent, who is devoid of all material names, forms, and pastimes, and who is all-pervading, is especially merciful to the devotees who worship his lotus feet. Thus he exhibits transcendental forms and names with his different pastimes. May the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, whose form is eternal and full of knowledge and bliss, be merciful to me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Bhaktivedanta purport says the greatest treasure of the Kali Yuga, Prabhupada called them his personal ecstasies. Because of these purports, that millions of people are able to surrender to Krishna. In regard to the significant word anama rupa, Sridhar Swami says, prakrishya anama rupa rahito ki. The word anama, which means having no name, indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material name. Simply by chanting the name of Narayan to call his son, Jamil attains salvation. This means that Narayan is not an ordinary mundane name. It is non-material. The word anama therefore indicates that the names of the Supreme Lord do not belong to this material world. The vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
is not a material song. And similarly, the form of the Lord and His appearance and activities are all non-material. To show His causeless mercy to the devotees, as well as to the non-devotees, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears in this material world with names, forms, and pastimes, all of which are transcendental. Unintelligent men who cannot understand this think that these names, forms, and pastimes are material, therefore they deny that he has a name or a form. Considered with scrutiny, the conclusion of non-devotees who say that God has no name and that of devotees who know that his names are not material are practically the same. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material name, form, birth, appearance, or disappearance, but nevertheless, he takes his birth, Janma, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:6. Jyoti san abhyayatma, bhutanam ishvaropi san, prakritam swam avastavya, sambhavam yatma mayaya. Although the Lord is unborn, aja, and his body never undergoes material changes, he nevertheless appears as an incarnation, maintaining himself always in the transcendental stage, shuddha-sattva. Thus he exhibits his transcendental forms, names, and activities. That is his special mercy towards his devotees. Otherwise, others may continue merely arguing about whether the Absolute Truth has form or not, but when a devotee, by the grace of the Lord, sees the Lord personally, he becomes spiritually ecstatic. Unintelligent persons say that the Lord does nothing, actually has nothing to do, but nevertheless, he has to do everything, because without his sanction, no one can do anything. The unintelligent, however, cannot see how he is working and how the entire material nature is working under his direction. His different potencies work perfectly. Natatchakaryam haranam chavidyate natatchamachabhikatatchadrishyate varatchishaktir vividai vishuyate Svabhati Jnana Bala Kriya Cha Svetat Satara Upanishad 6.8. He has nothing to do with, to do personally, for since his potencies are perfect, everything is immediately done by his will. Persons to whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not revealed cannot see how he is working. Therefore, they think that even if there is a God, he has nothing to do or has no particular name. Actually, the Lord's name already exists because of his transcendental activities. The Lord is sometimes called Guna Karma Nama because he is named according to his transcendental activities. For example, Krishna means all attractive. This is the Lord's name because his transcendental qualities make him very attractive. As a small boy, he lifted Govardhan Hill, and in his childhood, he killed many demons. Such activities are very attractive, and therefore, he is sometimes called Giridhari, Madhusudana, Aganisudana, and so on. Because he acted as the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is called Nanda Tanuja. These names already exist, but since non-devotees cannot understand the names of the Lord, he is sometimes called Anama, or nameless. This means that he has no material name. All his activities are spiritual, therefore he has spiritual names. Generally, less intelligent men are under the impression that the Lord has no form. Therefore, he appears in his original form as Krishna, Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Brahma Samhita 5.1, to carry out his mission of participating in the battle of Kurukshetra and pastimes to protect the devotees and vanquish the demons, Hritanaya Sarunam, Vinashaya Kaduspita, Bhagavad Gita 4.8. That is his mercy. For those who think he has no form and no work to do, Krishna comes to show that indeed he works. He works so gloriously that no one else can perform such uncommon acts. Although he appeared as a human being, he married 16,000 wives, plus 108, which is impossible for a human being to do. The Lord performs such activities to show people how great he is, how affectionate he is, and how merciful he is. Although his original name is Krishna, Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam, he acts in unlimited ways. Therefore, according to his work, he has many, many thousands of names. Yeah, got everything covered there. That's a very long one. And somehow, Prabhupada, once in a while, he gets on the first word, he gets really a lot. It covers so much. Om Gana Sinirandasya Sinandunashalamaya Chakshura Vilikanyena Tatva Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavitam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuka Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shirupam Satyagatam Sahaganam Ramanam Dhanvikamiyam Sajikram Sajikam Savadukam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shishirata Krishna Padam Sahaganam Lalita Shivishakam Vikam Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Mukhale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Vinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Pracharane Nirvise Shunyavadi Ashacharya Sankarane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani O Bhoda Krishna Namaha. Hey Krishna, Aruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanchana Goshtate Sapta Kanchana Gaurange Raje Vrindavanishwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Sapta Kanchana Gaurange Raje Vrindavanishwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Panchakalpa Shruti-sya Kripa-sindhu-gevcha Satikanam Bhavaneyo Vaishnaveyo Namo Namah Mukham Karoti Vachalam Bhagam Mangayate-grim Satripa-samam-bande Shri-guru-ndi So the Krishna manifest in many, many different ways. Abhijanandi Mamuna Manusantana Manusita Ajanjana Nimanasa Gatva Bhutari. The fools deride me when I descend in this human-like form. They think this because their form is limited. Their time in the body is limited, everything. So they think that God, who's unlimited, cannot have a form. Because they don't know anything of form except this temporary form. Or, you know, many other human beings. Limited creativity, limited. So they're thinking a person can create the universe. But persons create. When I was flying from Bangkok to Calcutta, a fellow next to me, I said, "Have you been to my boy?" "Oh, yes." He said, "My four life member." And he said, "Actually, my father's life member, I don't believe in all that. I don't believe God is a person. I don't believe all these statues." And he kept talking about God, saying, He can't be this, he can't be that. I said, "Well, yeah, if you want to say he's not a person, why aren't you saying he? He is a person, right? It's called a personal pronoun in grammar. He. You have to say it. He agreed. But after that, he became very friendly also. You know, he was laughing. But they can't conceive the things Krishna did. And Prabhupada mentions that the difference, the devotee, when he hears about Krishna's pastimes, that a seven-year-old boy could lift Govardhan Hill and he could kill all these big demons. You know, he did so many amazing things even as a very small child. He didn't have to become God. He didn't have to study to become God or do tapasya. Like Ravana, he did so much tapasya. And he thought Brahma, he was the most, you know, the leader of the universe, he's the most powerful. I'm empowered by him, so no one's going to beat me. And when he was defeated by Ram, he still thought, he must have done more tapasya than me. I'll have to do more now. And become more powerful. You never understand that Krishna is the original, and he has unlimited. So we can't really know the unlimited. I was just reading the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita where Krishna Das Kaviraj is really going into the unlimited nature of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes and how they can't be really touched. And well, here we get, you know, we can give the example of the ocean. So we can stand there on the beach and, you know, we see a lot of water, right? But we're only seeing the surface for a little ways out. And it gets deep pretty fast, very, very deep. In fact, when you go more far out in the ocean, they don't even know how deep it is. It's really big. And that's just one ocean and one small planet, and one small universe, smallest universe, on and on and on. But somebody was commenting, somebody from Malaysia, they said, how could they lose something as big as an airplane? right? When we stand and go to the airport to see the airplane, it's really big, right? 737 airplane. But next to the ocean, it's pretty small. Nothing. And if you're far enough away, Prabhupada was flying, he looked down one time and you could see how small all the buildings looked and everything looks really small, you know. He said, so just think how it looks to Krishna. You know, if this, we're up a little bit, you know, because if we're up too far, we can't even see it. But when we start to come down, then we see that everything is so small. All the big city of Bombay and all the Amani homes and everything, it's a little toy. Nothing. Looks really big when you're at the ground, when you're next to it. It's all relative. So they can't understand Krishna. So the Vedas say that, anama, arupa, no form, no name, because he doesn't have material form. Actually, his material form is not really form. It's changing all the time. It's not real. It's changing constantly. When we get older, we don't notice so much. When we see children, you know, they, oh, we always say they've grown. Oh, you've grown, but no, they've changed bodies. They're different bodies. It looks the same because they have similar desires and karmas, but everything is different. And bigger, we can definitely see. Not that the same body is growing, but the body is changing. The soul is still there. So we have, you know, the Vedas, Vishnu Sahasranam, Krishna Sahasranam, Radha Sahasranam, Balaram, but thousands and thousands and thousands of names. And there's much more. No limit. And there are different qualities of names. Some of them are just absolute, like Krishna and Gopal and Govinda. Some are just describing particular pastimes, particular qualities. But there's many, many names. The Muslims have 99 names of God. Right? If you're ever talking to a Muslim and you just ask them, do you know the 99 names of God? If he knows them, he'll become very happy and start reciting them and think he'll like you very much. And if he doesn't know them, he'll become embarrassed and say, well, you should know those names. You're a Muslim, right? Most of them don't know. One was telling me once, who else has 99 names of God? You tell me, what religion has 99 names of God? I didn't tell him we have thousands. Because he was the immigration officer. Didn't want to get in trouble. But their names are very similar. The all-merciful, the most intelligent, the great creator, and they're similar. The meaning of the name are, we have the same names in Sanskrit. But the name Krishna is, all names are in one name, the original. And often, so when you say Krishna, you cover all the names. And we heard many times how Parvati was asking Shiva, the 1,000 names of Vishnu is too much for me, so there was something shorter. So he said, well, I chant Ram, 3 times Ram, you get the same benefit as 1,000 names of Krishna. And then later we hear that one Krishna is equal to 3 Rams. And then also, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarva mantra star. All mantras are in one mantra. And there's some kind of what they call synergy. You know, like in medicine, you mix the different herbs, and then when they mix, it becomes better. It becomes active. So the combination, that particular combination of these three names, Hare Krishna and Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is especially powerful, especially in Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya very kindly, Lord Nishananda brought this Maha Mantra, Golokara Premadana, Harinama, Sankirtana. From Goloka he brought this Mahamantra chanting, and Lord Chaitanya and Vishananda kindly made it available all over the world and all over the universe, so everybody can chant all they need, and everybody can get purified and empowered Prabhupada to reveal Krishna's pastimes in so many different languages to so many people. And Prabhupada had, so much faith in the power of the Maha Mantra and the power of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the power of Krishna's Leelas that, very early in his time in America, he translated the Krishna book, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would, any artist that came, and many came in those days, many of the people that were spiritually inquisitive and everything, they were artists. And as soon as they knew they were artists, he would give them assignment, paint some leela. So therefore we have the original Krishna book. Prabhupada so much understood the power of these leelas and the people meditating on Krishna as a person and Krishna's activities. And like is mentioned here again and again, Krishna reveals his activities. That the first volume of the Krishna book, the first publication was two volumes, had 64 paintings in one book. And Prabhupada had the book ready, but the paintings weren't all ready, and he delayed the printing of the book to put all those paintings in. And the second volume, which was a little more than half the size of the first one, had 36 or also, many, many things of Krishna's later pastimes, Dwarka and Mathura. So the Prabhupada had great faith and understanding that if we, expose these, told us these are windows. When I first distributed Krishna book, I didn't know anything, hardly ever read it even. We just got it, and we wanted to distribute it. And I would just show people the pictures and say, these are windows to the spiritual world. And I believed it, I didn't know, but as Prabhupada said it. And people would go, really, and everybody was buying it. Actually, no one would refuse. It was so attractive. And later, some people thought, well, maybe those paintings are not so sophisticated, not so technically perfect. The Prabhupada liked them very much, and they sold millions of books. And now we have, here, by the preaching spirit of the organizers here, we have Krishna Leela, Prabhupada on one of these dioramas, and we have the pictures up there, and the pictures over here, and we have the books everywhere. Because we want everyone to be able to hear this, to join in with Krishna's Leela. They're real. And if anyone can accept the inconceivable potencies of the Lord, they're not, it's not something that the mind can make up. People can make up so many superheroes now. Every other day there's a superhero movie coming out. Right? They have proper advertisers for them here. I saw on the road, Blockbuster Overdose. The entire X-Men, the entire this one, Mystic Powers. Harry Potter, Mystic Power. People want Mystic Power. The actor who was Harry Potter became the alcoholic at a very early age. I don't know what happened to him now. And he didn't really have any Mystic Powers. It's all tricks. And devotees don't want Mystic Powers. Devotees want bhakti. They just want to serve Krishna. So when we hear enough about Krishna, and then we in the last few weeks we've been hearing a lot about Lord Chaitanya. His activities are more human-like in many ways, but also inconceivable. I know when I first joined the devotees, they didn't know very many Chaitanya Leela. There was some few people that had a book on Chaitanya, some translation. And they knew that pastime where, you know, everybody had been bringing their cooking for Lord Chaitanya, you know, like people do for sannyasis and gurus. And Govinda was baking it, but it was too much. So he was just keeping everything. Everything was sweets and pickles and things that would keep. And he wasn't telling Lord Chaitanya. They'd ask him, did the Lord, oh yes, he took what you did. He liked very much. So he ended up with a whole room full of things. A lot, you know. And Lord Chaitanya called out. And so he told him, you know, bring everything here. And he ate everything. Just ate and ate and ate and ate this bag of sweets, bags of nickels. So the devotee would say that only God can do that. No. Because we wanted to eat unlimited in Krishna. We know Lord Chaitanya can do it. Krishna can eat anything, but we offer him only the nicest thing. Don't think, just bless his food, whatever I want to eat, and you know, let me be free from karma or something. No. Devotees are cooking for the pleasure of Krishna. Thinking that, you know, Krishna's going to eat. And make it nice. You know, like, learn, you know, what Krishna likes. And Krishna describes, you know, like in the Govardhan Leela, he told everybody what to prepare. If he was going to eat everything, he told them, right? What to make. And they did. And he ate everything. And they're still doing it. Still every Govardhan Guru. Because he's unlimited. And that's just one little tiny aspect of unlimited. You know, we even our this one little ocean we can see here, and this is what, the Arabic Ocean or something? A small ocean. But it's, you know, it's quite big. We can't, nobody can see it all at once. We can only see the surface. We can't see very deep. We can get near scuba or, you know, and you can see a little bit down. But you can't really see very much of it. Very limited. But that's just, you know, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. It's just water. It's a small, tiny part of the water on one planet. So, but Krishna's inconceivable mercy is what's much more unlimited and much more inconceivable. That even though some souls somehow or other, you know, become inimical or envious, don't want to serve Krishna, he creates the material universe so that then we can try to fulfill our super desires. And then, but not only that, but he comes into it again and again and again. He makes it such a way that, you know, we might learn, this is not, what am I doing here? This is miserable. Why do I have to die? Intelligent person starts to think, you know. Why am I born in this particular body, this particular society? I know, even since I was very young, I always thought, why am I here? You know, why am I in this family? What am I doing here? And I didn't like my younger brother. So I always thought the hospital must have made a mistake. No, we're not really brothers. You know? That was a small beginning. You know, gradually, you know, why do I have to grow old? At first we think, well, I'll never grow old. I don't have to worry about that. Right? That one's not going to happen to me. Medical science will prevent it. And there was this, you know, there was a very popular song in the 60s, I hope I die before I get old. We didn't want to get old. We'd rather die and think like that. That guy now, he's old and he just wrote his biography and he's going around telling everybody about his life. He didn't kill himself. Happy to be old and something happened. But Steve Jobs, he said, nobody wants to die. He said, even people that want to go to heaven, they don't want to die to get there. They want to go. So they're promising they can get a spaceship. Robin was going to build a stairway. in the Bible, they were going to build that Tower of Babel, and you can climb up to heaven, just pay somebody. You don't have to do any punya, any tapasya. People are thinking like that. You can go to other planets. You have to die to go there. No, no. The devotees, they're not afraid. We're changing bodies all the time, but the self-realized soul is not bewildered by these changes. Because he's thinking that he's a spirit soul, he's not identifying with the body. And all the changes, it's constantly changing. It's hot, it's cold, it's healthy, it's sick, it's lusty, it's tired, it's still too full of energy. It's always something. You know, changing constantly. The subtle body, his mind, constantly flickering. But the soul is steady, and so the devotees are trying to develop this relationship with Krishna. In order to do that, we want to hear about Krishna. So we have Srimad Bhagavatam. And here in this purport, Prabhupada stressed so much about, you know, Krishna's pastimes. Here we just walk around the Krishna facility, and there's so many different incarnations. Different people are interested in activities of different incarnations. The Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, the Avatari, pastimes are much more variegated, much more fun, much more variety of ways to serve Krishna. And the Vaikuntha, they have neutral and service. They're not friendship. They have prayer, glorifying the Lord, and they're very happy in that position. And it's described in Brihad Bhagavatam. Even they think that sometimes our Lord, he disguises himself as a cowherd boy and he goes and he plays these sports on earth. You know, they know about it. But they think this is the real Lord and we have to, you know. But actually the original is Krishna. And Krishna especially enjoys the friendship and the devotion, the parents, you know, the lovers, these kind of relationships. He's making himself available to everyone. He's not just awe and reverence. It doesn't, that interferes with really intimate pastimes. So by chanting the holy name and engaging in the sankirtan movement, we connect in an intimate way with Lord Chaitanya. And by Nishananda and then by Nirvarati, we can enter in Goloka. And even in Goloka, there's Braj and there's Navadvip also. Some are only in Braj, some are only in Navadvip, only with Lord Chaitanya. Other devotees who worship Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, they're in both places. Not going back and forth. Not confused, like, well, maybe I should go to Braj, no, maybe I should go. Maybe I should. They're doing both at the same time. Very, very pure devotees can, like Krishna can divide 16,000. Not only did he marry 16,000 wives, there are people who do things like that, you know, but then they can't be with very many of them at the same time. And they can't be intimately with more than one of them. But Krishna, he had, each one had a palace. A very rich man, there's rich kings in the Arabic countries, they may have 400 or 500 wives. And they all have a very nice house and servants and everything. But the guy's never there. He can only be in one at a time. And the other ones will always be thinking, where is he? Who is he free? Who is he, you know, favoring? What's wrong with me? Looking for some other way to enjoy. Krishna was always home with all the wives. And in each place, the activities were different. He was a completely separate individual. He was Krishna, but he was acting in different ways. Even Narada Muni, the greatest devotee who understands Krishna so much, was bewildered to see that. You go to one palace, and Krishna was cheating. Sam wrote another club. He was meeting with some ministers. Go to another palace, he was enjoying with his wife one way or another. Go to another palace, he's playing with his children. But it's always the same Krishna. It wasn't mirror images. Even Narada Muni was speaking, what to speak of us. But that being who speak of the focus of the Lord, it's his causeless mercy to show that. So devotees will believe it, and non-devotees will not believe it. Not a believer. How can you believe? They will believe in Spider-Man, maybe. Now we see in India, Hanuman, Spider-Man, not much different, huh? Same advertising. Young, they see more t-shirts of Spider-Man or Batman than Hanuman. You know, Hanuman has had some mythology on it. They don't know. Hanuman's powers are much greater than any of the others, all of them put together. Hanuman, even, he's just the greatest devotee. He's not even the Supreme Lord. But he's the most empowered, you know. So, in fighting, and intelligence, and certain attitude, in every way, Hanuman is the greatest. Much better to hear about Hanuman, to hear about Arjuna, Bhima. But they're thinking, oh, no, that's not true. They think it's the same not true as the stupid world in the moon. Kali was influenced. But devotees believe that Krishna can reach over down here with one finger and hold it up for, you know, 1 week. It's just like a child lifts a frog's mushroom, a frog's umbrella. You know what a frog's umbrella is? Huh? A mushroom? I've never seen a frog holding one. Maybe they go under them. You know, some of them are really like this big. So the frog can go under and the brain gets sheltered. And the child can pick that up easily. Krishna picked up the whole mountain. Whether it was heavy or not, he said it actually Govardhan became very light. But it doesn't matter for Krishna, nothing is heavy, everything is whatever he wants. Prabhupada, the atheist, would ask him, can God make a mountain that's so heavy that he can't lift it? And they're thinking, if he could do it, if he couldn't lift it, then he's not God, because God is not all powerful. And if he can't make one that's too heavy, then he's also not God. Prabhupada suggests he could make it. And then he would lift the person. they're just trying to put Krishna in a box, they're trying to make Krishna, you know, something like him. So they say God can't have a name. Even in the Jewish God, they have 72 names of God. But most of them are about material powers. These names, each name, you chant this name, you get material benefit. But one of them is Om, one of them is Mahesh, there's another one too that's exactly the same as, you know, Hindi names. Because ultimately everything's coming from the Sanskrit. And I saw one Christian book, some Christians have found 13 names of God. Actually, everything about Krishna is unlimited. That's why we speak with Krishna, because Krishna has all the names. Otherwise, you can't chant all the names. You can't worship all the demigods. Namnama, Gari, Babudana, Nityasar. All the names are empowered. They're all, you know, full of mercy. But the name Krishna, it contains all the other names. So when we chant Krishna, we get much more benefit, much more connection, everything much faster. In Kali Yuga, that's why it reminds me, it's always a minute. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's some new thing, you know, it comes from the normal stuff. not created out of this material world. It's not something that somebody made up. It's the holy name of Krishna. It has nothing to do with the material world. So we want to hear it more and more. We want to promote it more and more and become more and more absorbed in Krishna's passion. I saw it the other day at Chopadi. They have all the dioramas outside, and there was three or four girls there from the service group or something. And the girl was telling about the Rasa Leela or something. And these foreign girls were they were really, they loved it. I took one rabbi that I knew from Israel. He was in Los Angeles, so I invited him to the temple, and I took him through that Bhagavad Gita museum they had there. And, you know, it has all these dioramas and, you know, all these forms of God, and generally there, especially, there's no form, you know, in the Jewish. So the last one is the Rasa Leela, and it's a beautiful, beautiful Rasa Leela, and, you know, they're telling the whole Rasa Leela. I was thinking maybe this is a bit much, you know, they're going to freak out. They're just going to run away as soon as we get out. And we got out, and the wife was like, wow, when is this open? What time is it open? I'm going to bring my family here. I'm going to, you know, bring everybody to see it. We should have something like this. Because it's the real thing. The people that are actually, you know, trying for God, and they're following some principles. And, you know, they're chanting names of God also. Following the religious principles that they can appreciate, even though technically their philosophy doesn't agree. So we want everybody to see, and that's why we're out there, we're out in the streets, we're everywhere, we're putting temples everywhere so people can, you know, wake up and chant the holy name. We can do something. People are madly rushing away from Krishna. We see it everywhere, but somehow Krishna still attracts people to the temple. Devotees are still out catching people, and it has to be done more and more. Then we get intimate connection because of people. Okay. Any questions? Time is running out. We have a microphone. Huh? Any questions? You got to speak. Here's one. Speak slowly, like Jai the customer. He told me, my therapist said I have to enunciate very carefully. So for me, my ears are getting very old. What?
Something that you do happens so often.
Yeah.
Like the important kind of activity. So, comes to our mind that why getting
why? Why do good things happen? Bad things happen to good people?
Something so bad.
Yeah. Well, in the true world, everything is bad. But Krishna's causeless mercy is this free will that he's given us. So there's sometimes very stupid desires come, and Krishna lets people do things, and he tries to warn them, you know, the reactions, but people don't, right? So it's not like Krishna is punishing people, but if everything happens within the jurisdiction of Krishna, it's like recently in China, a bunch of terrorists went in a crowded train station with knives and they just started killing people. So somehow the police got in, they killed all the terrorists. So, you know, why did that happen? My question. if there's God, you know, why isn't everything? The spiritual world is a place where there's no nothing wrong. But we left, and we didn't want to stay there. We wanted to go to this terrible place. And so these things happen. Krishna creates it. He creates all the laws of nature, and people are subjected to these laws of nature. And sometimes by suffering, the soul will realize, I don't belong here. Let me out of here. And we'll start praying. But we can't blame Krishna. So why isn't everything? If I was God, there'd be no war, there'd be no mosquitoes at night, there'd be no, you know, too hot, too cold, and, you know, everybody would be nice all the time. That's how it is in the spiritual world. It is. That's the real place. And that's where Krishna's trying to get us to go back. And that's why devotees are, you know, trying to tell people there is such a place. It's real. And by chanting the holy name, we can understand it actually is real. There actually is a spiritual world. And we came from there, and we can go back very easily if we just surrender to Krishna. But, you know, due to our karma, there's going to be different things happening. So they'll say, why do good things happen, bad things happen to good people? We might wonder, why do good things happen to bad people? Some people are so sinful. But it seems like everything's going very nicely for them, right? So people say, well, why should I be good? So-and-so is the number one mafia, and he's such a, you know, he's a complete debauch, and he's always drunk. But everybody, he's very popular, he has so much money, it's, you know, big house, big car. Why should I be good? Mother, why can't I do that? In India, many Brahmins, when they ask their parents, why do we not eat beef? Americans eat beef and everything's nice there, right? And unfortunately, many mothers, they don't ask so many questions. You know, Hindus don't eat beef. Why not? Shut up. And then they say, become a Christian, then you can eat beef. That's all the reason. Just change your label and you can do whatever you want. But don't blame Krishna. We're all getting exactly what we deserve by our karma. But when one surrenders to Krishna, according to how much we surrender, there's a great reduction in the karmic reaction. Krishna takes over. But still, we have lessons to learn in order to become fully detached, so then we can really surrender to the Krishna. Is that all right? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay. Yeah.
Talk about. You have mentioned regarding the dham, the deep dham, guru dham, dham.
Yeah.
What is the difference between the two?
Between what?
Between Navadvipa Dham and Guru Dham. Is there any melody?
Goloka is the name of the planet. And if you see the cover of the first canto, which was designed by Prabhupada, you see Gaurila, and you see Lord Chaitanya, and you see Braj. So it's Navadvipa and Braj. One place is Lord Chaitanya, and the other one is Krishna. And it's achintya veda veda tattva, simultaneously one and different. Lord Chaitanya, everyone that understood Lord Chaitanya, you know, would know for sure that he's Krishna, the same son of Nanda, the same lover of the gopis. And his mood, his pastimes can be compared also very much. But it's slightly different. So if you want to know the difference, you read the 10th canto, and then you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when you can understand that there's no difference, then you can enter into that. So, that you know, one understands that there's no difference between Vrindavan and Mayapur. But there's no difference, but there's a difference. Vrindavan is what is a Madhurya Rasa, very sweet. But Odoria Dham, Mayapur, is also very sweet, but it's very, very merciful and very easy to enter into. But Achintya Veda Veda Tattva is what Krishna gave us, and you know, simultaneously one and different. In the mature world, nothing is the same and different. Slightly, you can get to, but in Krishna, Krishna Leela, Krishna's philosophy, everything is the same and different. Krishna is the biggest, Krishna is the smallest, Krishna is the oldest, he's the youngest, he's always young. Right? So many things that materially you have to be big or small. Krishna is within everything, and everything is within Krishna. How can that be? Can you draw a picture of that? One picture. But we know that. That's Krishna. That's the Achintya Shakti. And when we can, the more we hear about it and we can understand this Achintya Shakti, the more we can really enter into Krishna's pastime. So even like Goloka and Gokula, maybe you were thinking of that. Gokula is a Vrindavan on earth, and Goloka is in Goloka. And what was his name? Brihad Bhagavatamrita Kumara. You know, he was going back and forth, and then he couldn't see any difference. He was one place or the other. The same things were going on. They're apparently the same. Jiva Goswami said the difference is we can see the Gokula, but we can't see the Goloka. We can't see it. It's the same. But that's not easy if we go to Vrindavan now. People, how can that be? There? Pigs everywhere. People, nasty people. People killing cows. It's covered over now. But the pure devotee can see the real world. Okay, any more? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Radhavi Hari ki jai. So we see the time factor here. I was here in 1978. There was about two or three devotees that were from Indian origin. Everyone was from mostly America, a few from England. And it was only like 30 devotees. Hardly anybody was coming. But the deities were already here, very, very beautiful. The standard was very high even then. And there was always a big line at the Chandan Cinema. Now you never see anybody at the Chandan Cinema, but there's a huge line coming in the temple, in the restaurant, everywhere. And Krishna's all attractive, and the more people exposed and they found out about all the attractive features of Krishna, the kirtan all the time, the devotees, the prasadam, the deities, you know, more and more people are coming. And it's just incredible. Wonderful. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Go Ranga.